John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
Well, welcome back to Share-a-thon Spring 2023. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. You normally hear me an hour later. I come on at 5 p.m. Central usually. I am the host of the Hamilton Corner. But today I have the privilege and honor to be with you from 4 all the way to 6 p.m. And during this hour, I get to share this time with a brother who I love, I respect, I appreciate. I truly view him as a gift to the body of Christ, but specifically a gift that God has ordained for this day and this age. My co-host for this hour is none other than Dr. Alex McFarland.
Hello, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. My nose is a little stuffed up for some reason, but
it's a great joy to be with you. And folks, the number for Share-a-thon Spring 2023 is 877-616-2396. And if you give a one-time gift of at least $150, you're going to get this DVD about the battle raging for the heart and soul of public schools, the Battle of Loudoun County. It's the Impact Series produced by American Family Studios. Always exceptional, very inspiring, very motivational. Your gift of $150 or more, if you give a monthly gift of at least $30 or more a month, you're a Great Commission partner, and you get the Impact Series DVD, but also the AFR-branded duffel bag, a very awesome duffel bag, just a way of saying thank you for supporting. But Abe, it's such an honor to be on with you because you and I both, all right, we're both Christians. We both care about the gospel. But you and I both, we care about the future of our country.
Absolutely. And I have a host of reasons. And one of the major reasons, I have 6 specific ones.
Now, praise God.
My little children.
Yes.
Who are growing up at this time. And so what we do now will create the type of nation that they will get to live in as adults.
Exactly. You know what? You and I were at a conference in Alabama about coming up on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, we were looking at you and your wife and your beautiful family. And Angie said, look, she said, those kids are being raised in a Christian home. I said, yeah. And anyway, I commend you because you're a husband, a father, you're a pastor, you're a commentator. Most people probably know you're also an attorney.
That's right.
And isn't it a joy? Every hat you wear, every facet of your life, I know, is given over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is absolutely the truth. In fact, I wouldn't have all of those hats if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ in the first place. But my endeavor, my personal commitment is to honor the Lord and to glorify Him in all of those endeavors. My wife will tell you, between she and I and really anybody else, I had no idea I would ever be on the radio or anything.
Oh, same here.
She was the first person to mention, I think you need to be on the radio. I said, what? For why?
Yeah.
You know? And she also will tell you that I'm the same guy on the radio that I am at home.
I know that
publicly,
for a fact, too.
Yeah, what I do at home. And so, man, it is a blessing. And I know it may seem to people who from the outside looking in, is like, man, you're a very busy guy. But the truth is, it's a privilege to be spent for the cause of the kingdom.
Amen. It really is.
It truly is.
It really is. And folks, so we're asking you to pledge and give generously. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about just the gift that is the American Family Association, 877-616-2396. The most generous gift that you can give, if you would partner with us, I promise, and I've been around AFR for 13 years now, look, your gift is being used very, very faithfully. To say that this ministry engages in good stewardship is an understatement. I mean, everything is handled so faithfully and used to bring people to Christ, to equip the body of believers to stand for truth, young people, people of all ages. So give 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. Hey, Abe, listen to this. 13 years ago, I got a call from a guy named Jim Stanley, and he said, I need you to meet my boss. His name is Tim Wildman, and Jim Stanley set up a meeting in Tim and I had breakfast. All right. I was 13 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had had a number of Christian radio networks approach me. We were doing events all up and down the East Coast. We did a big event at Yale University and took Josh McDowell, Lee Strobel, Ravi Zacharias, a lot of speakers to Yale, had 187 people get saved. So there are a lot of Christian networks out there. And they said, oh, Alex, for $500,000 a year, we're going to put you on the radio. So wouldn't you like to do that? And I told my wife, I said, I know God has called me to be on the radio, but I don't know. I mean, $500,000 a year, I didn't know there was that much money in the world. So, you know, and so I had been approached by a lot of media outlets, but it's a pay-to-play endeavor.
Yeah.
Okay? So I get a call from Tim Wildman, and I sat down. And I kept waiting for the shoe to drop.
For the boom to be lowered.
Yeah. And I said, well, Mr. Wildman, I'm honored you sought me out. But look, before we go much farther, I need to tell you about money, sir. I don't have any. And he said, oh, I don't want any money. He said, Alex, if you'll commit, I'll put you on the radio live 5 days a week. And I was really fighting back the emotion because God had called me to be on the radio, and a show that, you know, Exploring the Word, Bert Harper and I, and like you with the Hamilton Corner, folks, you've got to understand, we get to tell millions of listeners about Jesus. I get invited to speak at 200 American universities over the last 13 years, not because I have any money or anything like that, but your support and your prayers and your investment, and I know Abe would concur, and the Addisons and Walker Wildman. And look, what we're doing is going out there and people are coming to Christ. People are coming back to Christ. Yeah. And your prayers and support are making it possible.
And it's so true. A couple years back, before we came into the new building where we are now, it was close to a share-a-thon, very similar to this. And there was a guy who came, and sometimes you have people that tour the AFA campus and things of that nature. And this gentleman was on the tour. And I just happened to be walking to my office. And he stopped me. He said, Abraham Hamilton III. He said, come here, brother. He just gave me a huge bear hug. Now, I don't know this guy. You know, but I say on the radio about wanting to give hugs and things of that nature. He's like, he hugged me. He stepped back. And then this big burly man just started to weep. And I said, okay, what did I do? Do I smell bad? I don't know what's going on. He said, brother, I'm so thankful for you getting on the radio every day saying, what you do at your home is your full-time job.
Amen.
He said to me, one day I was riding, I don't know how my radio landed on a network and I heard your voice. You probably heard that a bunch of times before. He said, at the time that I heard your voice, I had my bags packed in my truck. I was never going home again. This is what he said to me.
Oh, my word.
He said, I was never going home again. He said, somehow, some way, listening to your message, I went to go do my job trucking and I went back home because the Lord grabbed a hold of me. He broke me. And it helped me to realize that my life really wasn't about me and that I was sinning against a high and holy God, and the Lord had blessed me with my wife and my children. So I went back home, gave my life to the Lord, and he said to me at this time, my wife and I have been together. It has been over a year since we've been having the best years of our marriage in the history of us being together. So I just,
amen.
I got home and I wept because I said, Lord, you are doing the work. And it is the support of listeners who are tuning in right now that are participating in Share-a-thon, participating in the $25,000 challenge until 5 p.m.
Wow.
That enables this type of content to be disseminated. There are lots of places where you can go for commentary. There are lots of places where you can go to have, you know, political dialogue. It's not very many places where you can listen and where you can go and that seek to integrate a full-throated biblical worldview and apply that to the issues of the day. American Family Radio and American Family Association happens to be one of those. So I would encourage you to give your best gift, the best that you can offer. Call 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. 969. Truck driver, I mentioned, he's from Tennessee. He might be listening right now. And if you are listening, you know who I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen. We're seeing donations from Washington State, from Mississippi, from Kansas, from Missouri, Frederickstown, Missouri. I've been there. You know, Abe, all these towns, Texas, Arlington, Ohio, they're so special to me because these are places I've gone to preach. But I got to tell you this, folks, and the number, and if you would partner with us, and we are partners in the gospel together, we really are. If you would call 877-616-2396 with your best gift, and I'm unapologetically, I'm saying, please give sacrificially, because we're talking about the future of our country. We're talking about the souls of people. You can give securely online at AFR.net. Abe, this is, I've told this story a couple of times, but it was February of 2021. I was changing planes in the Atlanta airport, like super duper early. I forget where I was going, but anyway, I left home at like 4:45 a.m. I'm changing planes in Atlanta, so it's like 6:01 a.m. I'm walking through the busiest airport in America, and this voice goes, Alex McFarland. And I turn around. It was a total stranger, this guy. He gives me a big old bear hug, starts weeping. He was an AFR listener. His marriage was on the rocks, his career. He said, yesterday, I said, dear Lord, I need to talk to Alex. Could I? I mean, this is, folks, yeah, this is a miracle. Because, I mean, what are the odds, right? He said, I just cried out, and he said, I was going to try to call AFA and get a phone call with you. And he said, I just cried out to God, could I have a pastoral visit with Alex? And I said, hey, man, I got an hour and a half. I'm here. And we prayed with him. I listened. And he just needed encouragement to build his life on Jesus. And we, right there in the Atlanta airport, a man turned his life, his family, his career back over into the hands of Christ. That's what we're doing here. We're talking about the lives of people, Abe.
Absolutely. And I want to toss a question your way because I know we talk about this. I feel like lately we've been following each other. Everywhere I go, you're there.
You were on Salem Radio, and I happened to see you on there.
And then we'll be together in a week from now.
Yeah,
as well.
Folks, if you want to hear Abe Hamilton III in person, I'll be there. Bert will be there. Will and Miki Addison. It's amazing. Truth for New Generation, Paris, Tennessee, April 21 through 23. And I'm so grateful for you making time in your busy schedule to come and speak for us. But if you want to see us, Abe and I together, along with some of your other favorite AFR personalities, will be just outside of Nashville, April 21 through 23. And you can register at my website for that, which is alexmcfarland.com. But you were saying.
Yes. And the question I wanted to ask you is, it has to do with the reality of our national founding and the things that we know that have Christian Christ followers, as well as Christian principles that have grounded our nation and allow it to provide the fertile seedbed for what it became, the greatest nation, in my opinion, in the history of the known world. When you think about that, and you think about things like George Washington's farewell address and the connectivity between maintaining generationally a Christ-filled, Christ-following commitment and how that impacts the longevity of our nation, what comes to your mind when you think about those things?
Well, you know, you mentioned George Washington, and I think about when his first words as president after having taken the oath of office, he said the sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the American people. The sacred fire of liberty. And Abe, I think about Benjamin Franklin, the oldest member of the Constitutional Convention in 1787. When he was coming out, very famously, a lady said, sir, what kind of government do we have? He said, a republic.
If
you can keep it. And John Adams, others have said, the secret to maintaining our freedom, our liberty, and yes, religious expression freely protected is Christianity. That's why we're saying, please, let's restore this together.
So it's safe to say multi-generational discipleship via following evangelism is necessary in order to ensure, as the preamble to our Constitution says, the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Cannot have one without the other.
Amen. Folks, call 877-616-2396. Give Share-a-thon spring of 2023. And we thank you.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hello, my name is Prissy. I live in Arkansas, and I have listened to AFR for many, many years. And I used to listen when in our area it was only music. And now I listen to talk. I start off with Sandy Rios in the morning. I love her. I love her voice. I am blind. And so, you know, I'm kind of sensitive to voices. But she has done so much to help me see the way things are. And I just want to say, keep up the good work. We out here rely on you. Thank you very much.
One life soon passed. Only what's done for you in
Thank you for partnering with AFR as we work to spread the love and truth of Jesus. Call 877-616-2396 to make your donation or pledge online at afr.net.
You know, I was just reading the station map here. We've got a notebook with just information about the ministry. Abe, I feel like I know about this ministry because I've been on air here 13 years. I was just counting up. Now, besides the internet and mobile devices, which goes around the world, this radio is being heard in 42 U.S. states.
That's right.
42. Now, you and I were on a radio show about a week ago. I do a lot of radio interviews, and somebody will say, you know, we have three stations or whatever. The American Family Radio Network, friends, that you are helping support has stations in more than 40 U.S. states, plus... we get calls from Europe, England. We got an email from the Netherlands. We got a Bible question from Saudi Arabia, and places missionaries can't very easily go. And right now, the message of the dear Lord Jesus is going to the far flung reaches of this world.
This is true. I got messages from England. A gentleman listens to my show, and actually another guy who is a radio show host in England.
Yeah,
who listens to my show, and he was not a Christian.
Wow.
And he contacted us, and I got a message from a couple who listen in China.
My goodness.
In China. They, you know, have the different times and all of that, and they adjust their schedule so they can hear the program.
So that is what your support, your donations are helping to accomplish. And if you would give a tax-deductible contribution, look, your gift in any amount, it really does matter. And there's some people listening— And for you to give a five or even six-figure gift, you can do that. I mean, you know, different people, the Bible says the Holy Spirit of God distributes gifts among the body. I love the way the old King James renders it, severally as he will.
As he will.
You know? And look, some are the goers and some are the senders, yeah. Shall we say. If you would call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, AFR.net. Here's something I'm going to tell you, folks. We're not afraid of hard work. And I can promise you, I've been around this ministry for more than a decade. Everybody here is like a minister. I mean, there's not a bad apple in the bunch. And everybody here lives to proclaim the salvation message of Jesus. So help us. Would you do that? Would you help us? And I know your gift and your prayers and your investment will count for eternity.
I often make the analogy, people that are listening now, that you're providing resources, you're like the supply line, you know, while we're on the front line. But the thing that I love is that the Lord does not evaluate us the way that the world does. You know, we look at scripture, we look at Pauline epistles in scripture, for example, written over a third of the New Testament. But everywhere we see the Apostle Paul, guess what God sees? God sees Paul and Ananias, who laid hands on him.
Amen. Amen.
To enable him to have the scales removed from his eyes after he had seen the resurrected Lord. So my point is, when we think about the American Family Association, American Family Radio, that consists of us here behind the microphones, yes, but it also includes you, the participants in Share-a-thon, the ones who are Great Commission partners, who provide monthly gifts to the ministry, that from God's view, we all comprise the American Family Association. So would you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, where we are in a $25,000 challenge.
Right.
Up until 5 p.m., which means, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Alex, but every dollar up to $25,000 will be matched.
That's right. Talk about stewardship, folks. I mean, if you were to give $150, it's really $300. If you were to give $10, it's really $20. If you gave $1,000, it's really $2,000. So this is the hour to call. Plus, I've got enough competition in me that I want you and I to sort of see God move that needle, don't you?
Absolutely. And this is also a source of encouragement. Like we've witnessed the Lord be faithful in past Share-a-thons, and every time Share-a-thon has ended, I leave with a heartened sense of responsibility and accountability. Because when God consistently moves his people to provide these resources, he doesn't do so haphazardly. He doesn't do so negligently. He does so because it is his way of saying, all right, buckle up. There's work to be done.
Amen.
You know, when we look at what's happening in our world, like just I talked about this yesterday on the Hamilton Corner, where you have the uproar about the Dalai Lama instructing a little boy to suck his tongue. You know, and I'm not trying to be too graphic or offensive to anyone, but this is what literally happened. But the thing in addition to the apparent abomination that conduct is, do you all realize that this happened back in February?
Mm.
The incident actually happened in February. Every legacy media outlet, you know, I call them unaffectionately Goebbels, Inc. That's what I call our mainstream media.
Oh, yeah, for the Ministry of Propaganda.
Absolutely. They all knew what happened. You know, all of the Hollywood people knew what happened. All of these people knew what happened, but nobody said anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't until regular people happened to see the videos, circulate them on social media, and now all of a sudden the Dalai Lama wants to apologize. Yeah. Why did you apologize in February if you actually were sorry for your conduct? Because you're not. That's why there was no apology. And so when we see darkness like that, well, you can say, unfortunately, there's a pretty significant amount of people in our country that are willing to endure, are aware of their existence, but won't say much about it, or are participants themselves. Pedophilish type behavior.
Oh, yeah, for real. And that's why, look, I'm so grateful to God that the American Family Association has its own news bureau.
Amen.
World class, Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl and the news bureau here, American Family News, that goes out there and covers the stories from a truthful perspective. You know, this is probably not a great illustration, but just the spin in the news. I've got a dear friend back in Virginia who I got to lead him to Christ. And anyway, he has a store. Well, in the store, he has an aquarium. And I'll never forget, he has kind of this country store, and the local news was covering it. And they came and they said, is that a piranha? And my friend who owns the store said, no, it's called a pacu. Anyway, the story comes out, and it says, this tranquil country store, a piranha silently glides by in a nearby aquarium tank. Well, we had been there just 2 hours prior, and he said, no, that is not a piranha. Why would you think it's a piranha? I'll give you one other example. A couple of years ago, we did a big interfaith dialogue with a couple of Jewish rabbis and a Muslim imam. It was a very harmonious thing, but I shared the gospel. Our ministry supported this thing. And we had dialogue with a lot of different people, and then we shared the gospel. And even the rabbis and the imams said, Mr. McFarland, this was so positive, and thank you. You're so cordial. Anyway, it was great. Share the gospel. Well, when the local news covered it, said you could cut the tension with a knife. You know, the
no, they didn't lie, did they?
Folks, you got to understand, this is a time when more vigilantly than ever, we have to seek out the truth, yeah. And we have to support so others can hear the truth and cut through. I love what you said. The first time I ever heard this, Abe, I laughed out loud. You said the talking snake media.
Yeah.
Give me the backstory on that.
Well, the description of the media is the talking snake media. It's derived from Genesis chapter 3, you know, where you had God given Adam his command, his instruction specifically concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Eve ends up conversing with the satanic snake, and this Eve misquotes God, and the snake talking also misquotes the Lord, obviously intentionally, in an effort to deceive. And so the reason why that description concerning the media, I believe, is apropos is because we have people similar to the piranha story, similar to the cut the tension with the knife story you just shared, who know what actually transpires, but because they have a vested interest in activism and shaping the populace in their own image, that they intentionally misrepresent and distort news stories as a political tool and with no interest whatsoever in keeping the American populace informed. And so there you have the talking snake media.
Folks, we've got a listener testimony. Brent Austin is on the board here. And Brent, you're going to play number 260.
My name is Judy, and I'm from Sioux City, Iowa. And I just love AFR. I've been listening for the last couple years, and I was looking for an alternative to fake news, and you really give the news the truth. And I love all your Christian programs, and I just thank you for all you do.
Amen. Amen. Folks, you can be a part of this, what God is doing to call America to truth, to call individuals to salvation, people of all ages, especially young people that are getting told the biblical worldview. They're getting told the truth about America. Here's how you can be a part of it. 877-616-2396. Call right now while you're thinking about it. You say, I'll do that tomorrow. No, you're thinking about it right now. So call 877-616-2396, or you may give securely online at AFR.net. If you give a gift of $150 or more, you're going to get a wonderfully instructive DVD produced by American Family Studios, the Impact Series. If you give $30 or more a month, you're going to get the Impact Series DVD, plus a very cool AFR duffel bag. You know, here I am in danger of breaking the 10th commandment. Abe, I'm wanting one of these things. I'm coveting. No, I'm not going to covet. But, folks, if you make a donation, you'll get the duffel bag. It's very nice. It's just a way of saying thank you.
Can I say a word about that Impact Series? Because I had the opportunity to review it as we were preparing it. You know, I had to send it through legal to make sure everything was everything. And I was just taken aback by the reality of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. The Impact Series DVD that you're going to receive includes the stories of regular people. One gentleman who's a husband and a father, and he's a Christian, noticed that his local school board was, you know, perpetuating smut in their community.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I think I can do something about this. He prayed about it. He felt the Lord was leading him to ultimately run for the school board himself. And then he ended up leading a move to have inappropriate materials moved from libraries. Regular guy. Wasn't anybody who you say their names, you know their names and anything like that. And that's one of my favorite things about the Impact Series is that it brings to the fore what's reality for every one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't do what we do for name and light types of attention. You know, Jesus even instructed when you pray, don't be like the Pharisees. You know, they pray to be heard by men and they already received their rewards. Well, the people who listen, people like you are listening right now, and you're preparing to call 877-616-2396. You're people who simply said, Lord, if you can do anything with anyone, would you do it in me and through me?
Mm-hmm.
And so that series, that DVD alone, in my opinion, is worth receiving. So if you give
the one-time gift of $150 or more, or you become a Great Commission partner, you can look forward to receiving something that will stir you, it will be edifying to you, and will really cajole you into saying, well, Lord, what would you want to do with me in my community?
Amen. Because, you know, one of my favorite verses, folks, is 1 Corinthians 15:58, where Paul says, your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
The larger context of that verse says, be therefore, in light of Christ's resurrection, in light of the fact that he is with you, and if Jesus conquered the grave, he can help us conquer whatever problems we face this day. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And folks, Isaiah 55 tells us the word of God does not return void.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:9 says that we are a royal priesthood, and we are called to proclaim his excellencies, the one, Jesus, who called us out of darkness into light. So folks, what we're asking you to do, yes, be a witness. Be faithful where you are in your Jerusalem, right?
Yeah.
But let's partner together. And oh my goodness, the multiplied impact, radio stations throughout America, the internet, online, the award-winning Stand, AFA Journal, the Films Division, the Newsroom, incredible original programming like the Hamilton Corner, At the Core, Airing the Addisons, Today's Issues, AFR in the Morning with Jenna Ellis, Exploring the Word, on and on I could go. Folks, I think when we're up there at the banquet table, there's going to be millions and millions and millions that were reached through what we're asking you to be a part of right now. And you can call 877-616-2396. And together, this is our moment. This is our hour. We are going to tangibly contribute to Christ's Great Commission.
One of the greatest resources that I believe has been produced recently for the current battles in our culture happened to be produced by American Family Studios. It's In His Image.
Oh, amen.
Delighting in God's Design for Sexuality. It is amazing.
It's beautiful.
It is amazing. And by God's grace, American Family Studios is able to execute that ministry tool. It's a documentary film, but it's a ministry tool because of faithful listeners and givers and supporters like you.
Amen.
So when you call 877-616-2396, you help to provide the resources that allow these things to be created, because our ultimate desire, for example, with that film is to be a resource for the body of Christ. How do you answer questions about sexuality? How do you confront this effort to separate gender from biological sex? Do you have a reason? The scripture encourages us and instructs us, actually, to always be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have. Well, this is the battle that is raging in our society, and there are a lot of people that are being taken captive in the battle because they do not have the wherewithal to articulate a biblical view on this issue. Well, In His Image is a great resource for you to aid you in doing so. So when you call 877-616-2396, I would encourage you to do so with full understanding and fully aware that your contributions enable projects like this to be executed.
Amen. Just got a Facebook message from Dolores in Georgia, listening right now, says, I hope you all are doing well. Abe and Alex, thank you for all that you're doing for our Lord and Savior. Well, we give God the glory.
Oh,
and folks,
thank you.
Totally.
Glory to God.
We're doing it because we're passionate about Jesus.
Amen.
We're passionate about this world knowing Jesus.
That's right. That's right. There's no greater joy. John says this, to know that my children are walking in the truth. The greatest and most desperate need that we have in our nation is repentance.
Mm.
You know, a thriving economy doesn't make a nation great. You know, a Bill of Rights doesn't make the nation great in and of itself. But a people who take advantage of those freedoms to submit themselves to the resurrected Lord is what contributes to a nation being great. And that is what we are invested in here at American Family Association.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
from Mississippi. My wife and I have been missionaries living in Peru since 2010. We knew things would be different when we returned to the States this year, but it was still shocking to see how in-your-face those changes are. The homosexuals came out of the closet while we were gone, and it seems many Christians have retreated in silence to those same closets. The harshness and lack of respect in public dialogue is frightening as we teeter on the edge of losing free speech and First Amendment rights. Yet amid all these changes, we are grateful to God that American Family Radio is not silent, but remains steadfast in the truth. With all the bad news out there, it is good to hear some good news on AFR. So I pray for you and I give to American Family Radio so it can continue to send forth the truth.
For your prayer and financial support, we thank you. We need both to continue this ministry in Jesus' name. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or pledge online at afr.net. And thank you again for standing with AFR.
Welcome back. We are in day one of the spring 2023 Share-a-thon here at the American Family Association and American Family Radio, where we are in a $25,000 challenge that has 13 minutes and about 40 seconds left, to where every dollar up to $25,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. This is a great opportunity that if you have $1, it will have a $2 value in terms of its contribution. If you have $5, it becomes $10. $100 becomes $200, all the way up to $25,000. That $25 would become $50,000, and it would go. It would be a tax-free, tax-deductible gift to the work of the American Family Association to allow us to really to continue to fight the good fight of faith. You know, I say to people, and they think that I'm either being disingenuous or it's a counterintuitive notion, but I am grateful to God to be alive in this time.
Amen.
Some folks are like, what?
Yeah.
Don't you know what's going on? No, I'm going to say it again. I am grateful to God to be alive in this time. The reality is there's never been a time in the history of the Lord's bride where the gospel has not been under siege. You know, I remind you that in Jude, the apostle Jude, the son of Joseph the carpenter and Mary, you know, half-brother of Jesus naturally, he wanted to write the body of Christ about their common salvation, but he could not do so. Why? He said, because false brethren had crept in unawares, perverting the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, when you think about that, we often, and rightly so, look at the first century church as the pinnacle of ecclesiastical experience, right? Mm-hmm. Which is appropriate. But the scripture reminds us that even then, false brethren were attempting to slither on into the body of Christ to pervert the way of Christ following. We have the privilege and opportunity in our generation to stand and to be what our ancestors in the faith have been to their generations. I think about men like Athanasius,
yeah.
You know, when he was contending for the reality that the Son, God the Son, was eternally existent. He was not a feature of creation, but he was a firstborn. Not in terms of chronology, but in primacy, mm-hmm. in terms of his incarnation. And he was at a certain point, he said, Athanasius, somebody was trying to encourage him, Athanasius, why don't you just relent? Because he suffered all manner of persecution, being exiled, you know, numerous times, incarcerated, you name it. And he said, don't you realize, Athanasius, the world is against you?
Mm-hmm.
Athanasius' yeah. response was, well, if the world is against Athanasius, Athanasius is against the world.
Wow.
What a profound statement and awareness of self-realization, but because he knew he was standing on truth, who ultimately is a person.
Yes.
He was willing to do so even against the tide of the prevailing culture of that day. And we have the privilege and opportunity today to do the very same thing. The whole world goes berserk, pronoun hospitality. You know, a man dominates NCAA women's swimming. You know, Riley Gaines gets attacked by a man at San Francisco State University. The university supports the man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, Abe, church history is the story of heroism.
Amen.
And just courageous obedience. And American history, the birth of this nation, is the story of that as well. Mm. You know, George Washington, I believe, said this quote, if my memory serves me correctly, that liberty will look easy by and by when nobody has to die to get it. And the thing is, folks, you and I are the beneficiary. We've been handed, we've been bequeathed a nation that is still, to a degree, a free nation. But we've got to preserve it. Now, you and I, we don't have to walk barefoot in the snow at Valley Forge, but we can do what we can do. And right now, one of the things you can do is to give to the American Family Association. And if you would give, and I'm asking you, and I'm praying, frankly, that you would give generously, heaven forbid, and I would give this number, and I want you to call it now while you're thinking of it, 877-616-2396. Heaven forbid that some are more committed to that which is false than we are committed to that which is true. Abe, hey, let me throw you a question here. All right, look, there's people like George Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists.
Who people may not know, but George Soros, the multi-billionaire hedge fund manager, dedicates 20% fully of his annual revenue to social activism.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. See, everybody has a God. Now, you might think the atheist, the secularist, the socialist, like a Bernie Sanders or an AOC, they're not Christians, so they're just...
We need to talk about health care.
Yeah.
We need to talk about health care.
Exactly. But they have a God, and their God is this utopianism and building this state. They believe children are property of the state. That's yes. Why, you know, out in California right now, there's a, and you're the attorney, not me, but there's this legal doctrine called in loco parentis.
Yeah.
And they believe that since mom and dad put the child in school for 6-7 hours a day, that they have the right to abscond the parents' rights and coach children into transitioning. This is a battle over the true and living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom we derive truth, righteousness, a moral code, or this God called statism.
Yeah.
It is a battle of worldview, isn't it, Abe?
You're absolutely right. Roscoe Pound, former jurist and academician at Harvard University, in the early 1900s, at really the height of what was called then the progressive movement, he said, "We've done it. We've accomplished the goal. For the state has replaced God as a lawgiver. Instead of Moses receiving the law from God, the state now gives the law to the people." And he celebrated that all the way back then. And so it just brings to the fore the reality that the fight that we're in ultimately is a spiritual one. That you literally have in loco parentis. They really believe that's a Latin phrase. It means, well, they're here. I'm the parent.
Yeah.
I get to exercise parental rights. It's like, well, no, you didn't. And you heard the teacher from Arizona not too long ago during a hearing that on a bill in the state of Arizona that would have allowed parents the opportunities to review text, to review books, and if they find them inappropriate, to take appropriate action to remove them from the school and remove them from the children's curriculum. And the teacher said, "Well, we're the teachers. I have a master's degree. I have an education that's sufficient. Parents don't know what their children need." They said that out loud. It was on video. And so you have people that really believe these things, and they will advance these ideas and implement them if we say nothing about it. And so one of the responsibilities we have at AFA and AFR is to share that information with you. So when you call 877-616-2396, that number again is 877-616-2396. You are actually investing in your opportunity to continually receive truth, knowledge, and information from a biblical worldview.
Amen. Amen. You know, Abe, one of the things that you and I think we share this passion is equipping young people.
Yes.
And I tell you what, Brent, let's have a listener testimony. And you know, the thing about it, we're asking you to invest in people's lives. There are pages and pages and pages of hundreds of listener testimonies. I wish we could play them all. We can't. But I mean, these are just...
Brent said, give me a chance.
The tip of the iceberg. Why don't we hear number 108 out of hundreds, and then Abe and I will give a little further commentary after this.
My name is Lori Lee, and I am from Oklahoma. I spend a good part of my day in the car because of my job, and so often I have little time to do anything else but ride around in my car. I really appreciate that American Family Radio is about reporting the truth, regardless of whether or not it's the Democrats or the Republicans, that they are about the truth and about lifting up God's truth and God's word.
so thankful for this radio station.
Amen, folks. Reporting truth. That's what we do. We broadcast it. We give commentary through the lens of God's Word. And it really is empowering lives and empowering all ages. And you can be a part of this. And if you would please give right now, be a partner with us, call 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. And you know what? Just about 2.5 days in the spring, 2.5 in the fall, in a year, 361 days we're broadcasting.
Yep.
Just 4 to 5 days out of the whole year, we just say, look, put some gas in the tank. Let's do this thing together. But Abe, I wanted to ask you something that you and I were recently at an event in Alabama, and I put some pictures I had scanned in, one of which was a little boy, 5-year-old boy, listening. His mother sent this in. The little boy drew a picture of him listening to Exploring the Word. His name was Caleb. And little 5-year-old boy kind of drew a stick figure, self-portrait of a 5-year-old, right, listening to a mobile device, a cell phone or something. And his mother wrote me a note and said, my son loves you and Bert Harper. Now, look, Bert and I are a couple of old guys. But here's my thing. I've got hundreds of emails from middle and high schoolers that listen to Exploring the Word.
Wow.
And this one young man, he might be listening now. His name is Aaron Woodell. He's in Western North Carolina. He's an 11th grader. And I said, Aaron, I'm flattered that you listen to American Family Radio. Why do you like Exploring the Word and the program? He said, because I hear things I don't learn anywhere else. Mm. An 11th grader. Mm. So, folks, here's the deal. We're in it to win it.
Amen.
We're not just doing this to be on the radio.
No.
We know somewhere there's a 5-year-old listening that's going to grow up to be an Abe Hamilton III. Somewhere there's an 11th grader listening that's going to grow up to be a mighty man of God. And this, we're only going to know when we get to heaven. But this has eternal implications.
It really does. And I'll tell a brief story. One of our brothers who's also on our network, David Barton with Wall Builders.
Oh, yeah.
I will never forget. I was in high school when my pastor had the wisdom and foresight in New Orleans to invite David Barton, who I didn't know his name at the time. But, you know, some people may not realize this, but I'm from the hood in New Orleans. You know, here this guy, he came to my local church, and I see in the front on the platform, from one side of the platform to the other, I see all of these old, thick books. And I said, what is going on in the church today? And I was able to listen to David Barton over 3 days. And at that time, I was in high school. I spent about $500 of my own money that I'd been saving. I was about 14 years old. And I bought videos and books and DVDs because David Barton was sharing things I had never heard in my study of America's history or of Christianity, and I wanted to have them for myself. And little did I know, I would later, you know, become an attorney and do the things that I'm doing now, but David Barton's investment in my life in the 90s has contributed to what I am today. And so what you're saying, Alex, is absolutely true, that it's easy to allow the headlines and TikTok dances and all to cause you to have your perception of young people, but there are young people who are listening. I have a bunch who listen to my program. And they tell me, that's how I know, and that this information, this communication is shaping them. It literally is shaping them. And so when you're investing, this is another opportunity not only to invest in AFA, but you're truly investing into future generations of American people.
Amen.
By calling 877-616-2396. You have about 5 minutes left to take advantage of the $25,000 matching challenge. Every dollar up to $25,000 will be matched dollar for dollar. It's a great time to give.
If you make a one-time gift of $150 or more, you're going to get a DVD. We just got a couple of ways. We just want to humbly say thank you. The Battle of Loudoun County. This is about in Virginia, the Battle of Republic Schools. And a mom who migrated here from communist China, knows all too well the harsh realities of toxic ideologies, joined in the fight. And look, there is a fight, but the Impact series is just incredibly well done, as is everything that comes out of the American Family Studios. And this DVD will motivate you. It will equip you to stand for truth. And it's going to be your gift for a donation of $150 or more. Or you can become what we call a Great Commission Partner. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you're going to get the Impact series DVD plus a duffel bag. It's really cool. It's got the AFR logo on it. And maybe you'll take that duffel bag and you'll be out going to the gym or whatever, or you'll start up a conversation and talk to somebody about American Family Radio. But listen, you can make a difference, and it really does count for eternity. 877-616-2396. Hey, Abe, I got to say, the way that I first learned of David Barton, it was 1996. I was a youth pastor, Greensboro, North Carolina. My pastor, he's in heaven now, Pat Cronin, I did his funeral a couple of years ago. He said, hey, Alex, there's a breakfast across town, something about some speaker. Go and hear this, and if he's any good, bring him to Friendly Avenue Baptist. So I had never heard about America, our Declaration, Bill of Rights, Constitution, had a Judeo-Christian philosophy behind it. I'd never heard that. I was just a youth pastor. I did what I was told. I came back. I said, Pastor Pat, we've got to bring David Barton. And of all the, I said, this is like getting saved all over again. Mm. And so I've been a culture warrior ever since, you might say. But David Barton, this is what, 28 years ago.
Wow.
I heard David Barton. My life was changed. Folks, this ministry that you're helping to underwrite is changing lives.
Amen. It absolutely is changing lives. And your contribution, your investment, your dialing the number 877-616-2396 actually has eternal impact. I know that might sound hyperbolic to some of you, but when you think about the lives that are changed, the listener testimonies that you've heard, some of you, as you listen to the testimonies, you're thinking, man, God has done a tremendous work in my life by listening to the programming at American Family Radio. That is what you're contributing to. So the number again is 877-616-2396. The number again is 877-616-2396. One of the other ministries is coming up. July 6th through the 8th, the Marriage Family Life Conference.
Amen.
American That's Family right. Association's Marriage Family Life Conference. The first institution that God created was the family. Yes. The foundational rubric of the family is what? Marriage.
Marriage.
No That's matter right. what the world says, he created them both male and female. And for this cause shall a man, an adult biological male, shall join himself to a woman. Contrary to Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, we know what a woman is
yes.
at American Family Radio. She is an adult human female, and we will continue to proclaim that as well as the entirety of the truth of Scripture, the gospel message, through our programming here. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. My brother Alex, you take the last word.
Well, it's been a great honor to be with you, Abe Hamilton III. And listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Call now while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396, or give securely online at AFR.net. Share-a-thon, spring 2023, John 7:38, out of your obedience in your life flows living water.